Hi, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Sheena Show. Today's episode is a really juicy one. I hinted at it in last week's episode, but I am going to tell you all about how I joined a $30,000 program. $30,000. I had a lot of hesitations going in. I was really scared to make the investment. I thought for sure that I didn't belong there in that program. And what happened after I joined that program will blow your mind. It's still blowing my mind, and it actually happened to me. I went from $200,000 in annual overall revenue, top line revenue made in my business, to $900,000 in annual overall top line revenue. It's bonkers. So keep listening to hear how that happened and the three really important shifts that I had to make in order to allow it to happen. Let me tell you a little bit more about this program. It was a mastermind program. For those who have not heard the term mastermind, it often refers to a very expensive, very exclusive program where you sort of get into the program with other business owners who are in the same industry or at least have something to learn from each other. And you meet once a month. Maybe you have a community where you can talk to each other and you learn from each other. That's pretty much it. So the mastermind that I joined was 1 year long, so it was $2,500 per month. There were seven other course creator business owners in it. We had a Facebook group where we could all kind of jump in and ask questions and help each other out. We met one time a month with the mastermind leader. This is the person who had put together the mastermind and was taking our money. One meeting a month with the mastermind leader. And we had, I believe, three like larger retreats throughout the year. So 2 day retreats where we would meet for longer. That was it. For $2,500 a month, that was all we got. And you know what? It was worth every penny. It ended up getting me such an amazing return on my investment. And it's kind of wild when I think about it, because $30,000, like, geez. I remember when I first quit law in 2013 and I was thinking, okay, what am I going to do with myself? How am I going to make a new career? I was really considering getting a graphic design certification from like a really respected art and design school here in LA. And that was going to cost $20,000. And I remember thinking, whoa, that's way too much money. That's way too expensive. Like, I can't spend that. So the fact that I was in a place to spend $30,000 and invest that in myself and my business is wild. And, you know, I was totally in a different place. In 2013, you know, I had quit law and I had some savings, but I also had a lot of law school debt. I had no idea what I was going to do for a job. You know, I was really lost. And, you know, when I joined this mastermind, the opportunity came in late 2019. I was in a very different place, right? My business had brought in over $200,000 in revenue that year. I had already invested $15,000 the year prior to help me build out, you know, a system to really market and sell my course. And that really propelled me forward. So at that point, I had invested, you know, big chunks of money before, and I'd really gotten something out of them. So for this mastermind, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. This is a lot of money. I have no idea what this is going to be like, but I have some faith in myself that I'm going to get something out of this. I went into this mastermind with, like I said, about $220,000 in overall revenue in my business. I didn't even make like the official cut to get into the mastermind. It was advertised as, if you are making $250,000 in revenue in your business, come join. And I was like, oh, I'm making 220. That's close. Maybe I'll apply anyway, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the smallest like fish in the room. And by the end of the mastermind year, so I did it in 2020, by the end of 2020, I had made over $900,000 of overall revenue in my business. I'm sure everyone who's listening, I'm sure you're all like, how, Sheena? What did you do? What did you actually do to make that happen? That's what I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to give you a warning. It's not what you think. The how that allowed this huge growth to happen, it wasn't in any strategies or tactics or here's what you do step by step in order to grow your business. It was these really important fundamental shifts that I made. And I'm going to break it down into three categories. You know how I like to do that for you. Mental shift, belief shift, and emotional shift. So let me break those down for you. Okay, mental shift. As soon as I invested that much money in myself, I began to think of myself mentally as a different kind of person. Before investing this amount of money, I was, you know, like a business owner. I was a creative entrepreneur. I was mostly a solopreneur. I owned a business. But once I made this investment in myself, I started thinking of myself as a serious business owner, maybe even a CEO. I started thinking of myself as a CEO, a chief executive officer. That is a big title. That is a serious, big corporations, like lots of responsibility, really building something kind of title. But making the investment really helped me to shift my thinking. And let me tell you, one of the other business owners, my fellow masterminders, one of the business owners that was in the mastermind with me, she said this exact thing. When we all got into that room in our first like in-person meeting, she said, my goal, what I want to get out of this mastermind, I just wanted to know what it was like to spend this much money and invest this much money in myself and my business. And I've done it. So really, I've already achieved the goal that I set out to achieve. And I was mind blown by that, like, whoa, how insightful, how mature. Because it's true. Just the act of investing in yourself can really shift you mentally into thinking of yourself in a different way. And that really can allow you to do so much more because you're thinking of yourself as a different person. Okay. So that is the mental shift. I really started showing up in a different way. I started asking all the questions, being willing to try things, being open to all the advice. I really started to show up. That's the mental shift. Second shift was a belief shift. And this was so, so important as well. You might think this is similar to a mental shift, but a belief is really like, a mental is how I think about myself. Belief is a little bit deeper. It's what I believe is possible. My belief system open was when in that first meeting, the leader of the mastermind, she was kind of, you know, talking to each of us, going through what we were struggling with, what we hoped to achieve, how we were going to get there. And she looked at me and said, well, like all you have to do to make $1 million in your business is to sell 2,000 courses a year. That's easy. All you have to do is do this many more and this many more and that many more each month. And then you get $2,000. That's totally easy. And I was sitting there. I remember sitting there thinking, easy? Making $1 million is easy? It seems impossible to me. Like I can't even start to think of how I would get there. But her saying, oh yeah, it's easy. You can totally do it. Her integrator was also, you know, in the meeting with us, and her integrator was like, yeah, you could totally do that. That just easy belief really started to shift me into possibility, into like, whoa, maybe it is easy. Maybe it is possible. Not easy, you know, that one. But, you know, maybe it is possible. If they think that it's so easy and she's done it and she's seen other people do it, like maybe it is possible. And it just kind of sunk in deep. Like it wasn't just mental. It was a deep belief that it's totally possible. Whoa. And then I started to take actions that I wouldn't have taken before. I started to take risks. I started to reach out and do things and push myself in a way that I wouldn't have before. Because you really can't go after something unless you have some tiny belief that it's possible. A glimmer of hope, right? There's no one out there trying to make themselves invisible. Maybe there are. I don't know everyone in the world, but probably there are very few people out there trying to make themselves invisible because we, you know, generally as a human society have the belief that it's not possible to be invisible. So if the possibility is not there, no one's going to go after it. But if there was maybe the possibility, right, that it could be done, suddenly people go after it. It's like the 4-minute mile that everybody talks about, how for the longest time, no one could run a mile faster than 4 minutes. And scientists and doctors and physiologists were saying like, well, that's the limit of human muscle capacity and lung capacity. That's just our bodies have a certain wall and we've hit it and no one can, it's just impossible to run under 4 minutes until someone did it. Someone did it. And then all these other people did it, right? So you can just see how cracking open that belief, that possibility can lead to so many things, okay? So that's shift number two. Here's shift number three, and this is an emotional shift that I had to make. The emotional shift was feeling like the dumbest person in the room, feeling like I didn't belong there, like I was really reaching, like I couldn't keep up, maybe. That feeling, I had to get okay with that feeling. And I had to embrace that feeling. I talk a little bit more about, you know, how I used to think that I was the smartest person in the room and how that really served me for a while. But then, you know, there were really, really downfalls to that. That was in last week's Sheena show. So go back and listen to that after this if you're interested. But I really had to get into that feeling of, okay, I have so much to learn, but maybe I can do this. I am not the smartest person in the room. I don't have all the answers. That's cool. I have a lot, like maybe I can learn so much. That very first meeting that we had, I got really vulnerable in a way that I don't usually do. Our mastermind leader went around and asked like, is there something that you want to share with everyone else here? It was really early. We had all just met each other. And I just said, really honestly, I feel like I don't belong here. I didn't even make the minimum amount of revenue that you were supposed to make to get in here. I don't know what I'm doing here. I honestly feel like everyone else is so much more successful and confident than me. And I don't know if I can do it. I rarely before had gotten that vulnerable, but you know what it did? It just opened up the gates for people to really see me and know me and want to help me. I got so, so close with this 7 other people that were in this mastermind with me. And so many of them told me, like, I always remember you, Sheena, opening up in the beginning and saying, like, you felt like you didn't belong here. And it really made me feel like, okay, I'm so glad she was honest. Like, I really feel like I can open up to her now. And it just opened that channel and it was really, really lovely. And you know what else it did? It gave me the permission to feel like, okay, maybe I'm the dumbest person in the room. I can ask all the stupid questions. I'm already the dumbest person in the room. Who cares? I can approach people for advice. I'm already the dumbest person in the room, right? They know I need help. I can be the one who gets helped. I don't have to be the one who knows all the answers and who helps everybody else out and who is the most valuable. I can just soak up knowledge. It was a real shift in feeling that helped me to get the amazing results that I got. So those are the three shifts I made. Mental, belief, and emotional shifts. Everyone wants to know, okay, what did you actually do? What were the tactics? What were the strategies? And yes, you know what? I did learn amazing tactics while I was in that group. I decided to start doing free challenges to promote my courses. I learned how to, you know, get my Facebook ads really working and scale them up. I hired team members. I got up the courage to hire and I got advice on who I should hire and how much I should pay them. I got a lot of tactics and advice and strategy. Yes, 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 absolutely. But without those fundamental shifts, thinking and beliefs and emotions, feelings, I would not have been able to put those tactics and strategies into use and actually get results out of them because I had to make those underlying shifts first. This was a $30,000 program where I got a Facebook group, one meeting a month, and some longer retreats, two or three longer retreats. That's it. And you might say that that's expensive. And I say it was completely worth it. I got a 23 times return on investment on that $30,000. So yeah, it was absolutely valuable. I get people all the time telling me a $500 calligraphy course, oh, that's way too expensive. But I want to ask you to think about whether that's true. It's a lot of money. I'm not gonna deny that. $500 is a lot of money. But is it too expensive? That all depends, right? It depends on the value that you can get from that $500. A lot of people come into my program thinking, oh my God, $500 is so expensive, but okay, I'm gonna do it anyway. I really want this. I really want the results and I believe in myself and I'm scared, but I'm gonna do it. And they end up with just so much. First of all, just that feeling of investing $500 in themselves, just in themselves, right? The possibility that I share with them of what they can do with their calligraphy and that they can actually get really, really good. The daily, like amazing feelings of working on something and getting good at it step by step and seeing your progress and being in a community where you can share that with others and get encouragement. The emotional, the calm, the relaxation, right? The creative flow that comes out of it. This is all before like the actual selling of calligraphy, which you can totally do, but I just want to lay that out for you. That expensive is subjective. That investing in yourself can have amazing, amazing returns that will blow your mind. And you have to have some faith in order to make that leap, right? And invest in yourself. It is scary. But once you do, you never know unless you try, right? You never know what amazing things could come out of it. And I'm just here to tell you my story of continuously investing in myself and what amazing things have come out of it. So next time you think about, okay, maybe I want to invest in myself. Ooh, but I have so many hesitations. I hope you remember this story and this episode because that is what will keep you on that crooked creative path to beautiful, exciting things. All right, I will see you next week on The Sheena Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, if you're interested in learning calligraphy and you want to do it for free, I have a calligraphy workshop that I created just for you. I know how frustrating it is to buy the wrong tools, to not know how to use them, for everything coming out of your pen to look like nonsense. That's why I created this training. It's about an hour long. It shows you exactly what tools to buy, how to prep those tools, how to get started right, and how to continue practicing so that you actually get good at calligraphy. And bonus, it will tell you a little bit more about how to continue working with me if you want to learn calligraphy from me. So that's at freecalligraphyworkshop.com, all one word, freecalligraphyworkshop.com. Hope to see you inside. Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.